So the House of Moo is brought to the Wisconsin State Fair by the Wisconsin State Fair Dairy Promotion Board, a volunteer group of representatives from throughout the Wisconsin dairy industry. And really, the House of Moo is an educational exhibit aimed to really educate and inform fairgoers about our state's dairy industry. So it takes them everywhere from how a cow is milked, through the process of how we process our milk and what we turn it into. And we really just try to engage and get fairgoers excited about our state's dairy products. Yeah.
And has there been any recent improvements to House of Moo that we should be aware of for this upcoming state fair?
Yeah, well, get excited. We're always revamping things. Every year we try to make something a little bit more modern and update our exhibits. But I will tell you, the House of Moo is not just the House of Moo anymore. We are also the House of Baa now, as we brought in dairy goats. Dairy goats are an increasingly important part of Wisconsin's dairy industry. So we'll have goat milking demos. We have cow milking demonstrations. And then after that, you can go over to the Wisconsin Real Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Stand to get a grilled cheese sandwich from our board as well.
Talking about the dairy goats and the dairy cattle in general, is there more hands-on experience parts of the House of Moo, or are you just kind of watching how all the milking is going?
No, that's a great question. So we do have our milking demonstrations, and we have professional speakers that go through those demonstrations four different times each day of the fair. But in the House of Moo, there's a lot of just hands-on, whether it's touching feed and seeing how we mix PMR for our dairy cattle, or it's putting milkers on. We allow fairgoers to, put their fingers in a milk machine and see that it doesn't really hurt our cattle for them to be milked. We have calves that they're able to see and get their questions answered on how our state's dairy farmers raise calves. So a lot of various opportunities for hands-on engagement.
You talked about volunteers helping out at the House of Moo. Now, who are the volunteers that our fairgoers can see this year?
Yeah, so our dairy promotion board really depends on a wide variety of groups and individuals to come and make all of our spaces possible during the state fair. So one of the things we've done for the past several years is depended on FFA chapters and 4-H clubs and various industry groups to come in and take shifts in the House of Moo. Most of those are filled already, but we do still have a couple opportunities. So if you know of a group out there or individuals who would like to get involved, we would love to have them.
And these groups that get involved, like the FFA chapters, what exactly will they be doing part of House of Moo?
Yeah, so basically they staff various parts of the display. So they're there answering questions, allowing people to interact and engage like we talked about earlier. So they're really the industry experts that are there to make the fairgoers' experience as best as possible.
What other than the experience do they get as being volunteers for House of Moo?
Yeah, so we, our board is happy to always pay these groups. You know, most of these FFA chapters and 4-H clubs are always looking for additional funds, so we do pay a stipend. We also give the groups admission tickets for the fair. We give them House of Moo t-shirts that say they're cow experts, which are always fun to wear after the fair. They also get grilled cheese sandwiches and lots of other great things. But I really say, Jenna, the best thing is interacting with fairgoers, right? It's such a great way to hear what those who aren't in the dairy industry, the questions that they have, and to just have really good conversations with fairgoers and people not connected to agriculture.
What are some of the kind of craziest things that you've been asked while working for House of Moo at Wisconsin State Fair?
Oh, craziest things. We get asked all sorts of things. Most of it's trending questions, whether it's about antibiotics and milk or how we care for our cattle. Sometimes, I remember every year people come in the barn and they're like, why are the cows so skinny? So it's trying to inform them that, our dairy cattle are genetically made to turn all of their feed into wholesome milk. So, lots of very interesting questions.
Do you give any training to any of the volunteers that help out at House of Moo so they can better educate the public when there?
Yeah, so most of our groups, or I should say all of our groups, receive a Wisconsin Dairy Handbook in advance of the fair, which goes through some of those current questions and issues and just dairy statistics and a lot of other information to help prep them up for what's to come, you know, what they might be faced with as far as questions at the fair.
You talk about some of those issues that are present currently and what is kind of the new kind of questions. What are you expecting to hear from consumers, or what are you preparing for this year's 2018 Wisconsin State Fair?
Yeah, as I mentioned, you know, antibiotics and milk is always a big one. I'm sure GMOs, you know, and what constitute GMO-free, you know, products will come up. You know, we get asked a lot about how we take care of our animals, like I said earlier, how we treat them and dehorn them and tail dock. You know, so we kind of just prep for those major things. I'll tell you, one that comes up year after year is what's the difference between organic versus conventional milk. So we do really face a lot of difficult questions during the fair, but like I said, so many of the fairgoers are just you know, excited to learn more. So it's really a great chance to interact with thousands of people in the 11 days of the state fair.
Yeah, definitely a great opportunity to educate those that are usually 3 to 4 generations removed from agriculture a little bit more about the dairy industry in Wisconsin, which is what we're known for. How can people sign up to be a part of the House of Moo and be those volunteer groups?
Yeah, so the best way probably to reach us would be if you find us on social media, if you look for the Wisconsin State Fair Dairy Promotion Board and send us a message. Otherwise, you know, we have volunteer leaders and supervisors, but I think that would be the best way to connect right now is to message us on Facebook.
Great. Kind of a lasting thought. Why is it so important to continue to have these animal exhibits for education at the Wisconsin State Fair?
Well, as you mentioned, Jenna, you know, more and more people are removed from agriculture. And like I said, I think a lot of times those of us in agriculture, we hear about the negatives and the bad things people are seeing and hearing about our industry. You know, so this is just such a great way to bring agriculture to the city. You know, here we are in downtown, you know, in Milwaukee, basically, and people just have great questions. They're excited to learn. They're ready to ask questions. So we really need to step up as ambassadors for the dairy industry and answer their questions and help them understand what it is that we're so passionate about.
It's great to see your passion there at the House of Moo. I know it's always one of my favorite stops at the Wisconsin State Fair when I attend. So when can we go to the House of Moo and see some of those demonstrations for this 2018 Wisconsin State Fair?
Yeah, so the fair, like you mentioned at the beginning, is coming up August 2nd through the 12th this year. So it starts on Thursday, August 2nd. So every day that we'll be here and open, the House of Moo is located in the lower dairy barn. So we're open pretty much the entire time the fair is open. We have our milking demonstrations that are located near the milking parlor that run at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. each day. Like I said, that we have goat demonstrations happening in, or goat milking demonstrations happening in the House of Moo daily. And then, as mentioned, our Dairy Promotion Board has amazing grilled cheese sandwiches found in the Wisconsin Products Pavilion all day long.
Well, that's Nicole Barla. She's from the Wisconsin State Fair Dairy Promotions Board, talking about the House of Moo at the Wisconsin State Fair coming up fairly quickly here. It's a great place to learn more about the Wisconsin dairy industry. And you can't forget also that you got to go to the Ag Pavilion and get some of those delicious grilled cheese sandwiches. I'm Farm Assistant Jenna Lee.